Welcome to another segment of Market Overdrive. Actually, it's not a segment. It's an episode.
It's a full episode today.
And I keep messing up. How are you, Joel?
Summer's here, guys. It's really good to be on Market Overdrive.
We are so excited. It is a full house. We have a complete rundown for you this afternoon. And again, thank you so much for joining us every bi-weekly Thursday. Today, we have a full cast, and we have Ken Monroe from Chicago Scene Magazine, the handsome Ken Monroe.
Ooh.
I think he had a good time last time. He's just going to keep coming back.
Well, what we like about having Ken on the show is that he actually keeps us up to date. So it's about tuning in and elevating your IQ, but also what's going on around Chicago now that summer's here. Ken's going to tell us a couple of things that we cannot miss.
And I love that because there's a new feature segment called Market Overdrive in the Scene. So you'll love to hear what's going on. Also, we have Joel. You have a guest here coming in. Her name is Nancy Sergi, and she's going to elevate your real estate IQ on how to trust your realtor. Not just how to trust your realtor, but why you should trust your realtor. Why should they trust a realtor?
Especially now, everyone goes online and they have knowledge, but you really need an expert, somebody that actually has your back, and you can't do it alone. So the number one thing you need to do is, whether it's Nancy or somebody else, partner with somebody that you know, like, and trust.
And next, we have Stuart Kessler back in the house again. It's great to know Stuart because he keeps coming back, sharing his story. We closed this one deal, and it's closing actually on Monday. So he's just going to keep you up to date as to how to transact and collaborate with an attorney. Then we're going to have this really cool feature video. Do you watch YouTube?
Oh, I've seen her. This is going to be really excited to have her in studio.
So much fun. Seriously, everyone's always saying you got to get that video. So you're going to hear more from Maxim, who is the producer of this amazing talent. She's a new realtor, but she has hit the scene running. Then we're going to have Charnell Phillips, and she's going to share her story and how she became an entrepreneur only solely because she was able to afford a lifestyle through real estate investing. And then finally with us, Mr. Greg from Tony P Events. He's going to be talking about what's going on again in the scene, Mod Squad style. So care to introduce our next guest?
Well, we got a full house, and it's really cool to see a rundown when we have a packed studio. And now that it's warm, we're finally here. I want to introduce Ken Monroe from Chicago Scene Magazine. Happy Thursday, Ken.
Happy Thursday.
Tell us what's going on. So you have an event coming up tonight. You have events all the time. And what's really great about having you on is that people really get to see what's happening, not just with networking, but it's events that really help you grow your business.
Yep. So we talked a little bit about it last time. So we have tonight Red and Shy, real estate developers in Chicago. And so our keynote speaker is Jerry Karlick of JK Equities. We're doing it at the Essex Sky Bar at the Essex Hotel.
Check this out, guys. This is big.
The cool thing about it is Jerry's going to talk about the development that he's done at 1000M. And it's just an incredible property. And Carla knows a little bit about that. She's got some clients already over there. And
so, it was pretty cool because when we had a call with Jerry, he was like, oh, hi, this is Carla. He's like, hi, Carla. This is what I want to talk about during the event. And I'm like, yes, Jerry, I'm actually the representative agent on one of our deals. He's like, oh, who's your client? And it's a big development. And he knows everybody by name. So it's really super cool to interview him and talk about what they're doing in Chicago and changing the landscape. They also have another cool project that's near Skinner School District. And that one is catering to families. And so it's going to be really nice to hear what they're doing with respect to adding square footage and value to the new homeowners. And, as you know, people who are changing and increasing in life or increasing family size. And so they're looking for more space. So excited to interview him tonight. I will be the host.
Woo-hoo, yep. All right.
So same developer, two different approaches, very diverse. It'll be interesting to hear his story. So we've got that going on. It's going to be a beautiful night. Windows open, overlooking Grant Park. Fantastic property, really sexy place. And then this weekend, of course, is Pride. And so for those who don't know, it's the first and the very first Pride in the Park at Grant Park. It's the first time they're doing that. And it's going to be Iggy Azalea and Steve Aoki. And so with that, it's they're supporting some percentage. I think it's a pretty good percentage goes towards the Center on Halsted, LGBTQ support. And that's great for Pride, obviously.
By the way, so I could tell you this, Center on Halsted, it's a beautiful establishment. They have great space there. You can use it for special events. They have an art gallery. They have a huge gym. So kudos to them for being a participant in this event.
Right, right. And then, of course, 4th of July is coming up, and that's as exciting as it gets. So the brand new Offshore, the largest rooftop lounge in the country. And they're
Guinness
going
Book
to be,
of World's Records,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, fantastic stuff. And, you know, we've got an event that we're doing ourselves at the same exact time and day, so we're actually competing directly with that. But it's really not, because it's two different experiences. You've got an amazing lounge with chefs for $150 a person, but you're going to be in a big crowd at Navy Pier. And what we're doing is on the grass with a blanket and a bottle and at DuSable Harbor at Cafe Michelle. And so it's more relaxed. You know, when I grew up, 4th of July was sitting on a blanket watching the fireworks and, you know, with people that you love and not a lot of elbows in your gut. And so that's kind of the experience we're going to have there.
I am seriously super excited about that, because who does not want to get that perfect view of the fireworks 4th of July? And this place, I actually met Ken there. He invited me to come and chat about our programming. And then there was like liquor everywhere. I was like, is this how you work? Is this your job?
Doing tastings.
Like, I want
your job. Look, this is we're market investigation. It's very important
market
work.
Market investigation, you call it. Can I get a job?
It's due diligence.
I want to work with you now.
You can, of course.
So we will definitely be there. The Mod Squad's going to be present at this event, and it's super exciting because, again, 4th of July, fireworks. 150, you said?
150 for two people. You get a blanket to take with you. You get a bottle at need some past hors d'oeuvres. It's going to be a great time.
Good stuff, Ken. Thank you so much
for
hanging out. I know he's got to run because he's got an event to go to, and I really thank you for stopping by here before hitting up your spot.
Great.
Thanks
a
lot.
We'll see you tonight.
Yep.
Excited.
Awesome.
Joel, are you
going to
be there?
Well, tonight we have a couple of things that are going on, especially with Ken. So we're hitting this first. We're making sure that all of our guests get in. And afterwards, that is a great location. That's why I like having him on.
You know what? I appreciate having him on, especially because of the connections that we're making from the studio to in the field. Jerry is, I mean, a great developer, and they're doing good stuff. Shout out to my friend David Wolf, who actually asked me to come and check out the development. when he knew that Jerry May, that I was going to be interviewing Jerry at the event. So we're excited.
Well, now that summer's here and we're having him on as a regular guest, it really changes. So remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on YouTube. It's Market Overdrive. Every single episode, you're going to learn something that's going on, not just in real estate, but really in the city of Chicago, where you can start networking and growing your business.
So, Joel, really, what's going on with this, like, how to trust your realtor? Aren't we trustworthy enough?
Well, no, some of you aren't. No, some of you aren't. That's the reason why I'm so excited today to have a guest on that really knows the Hinsdale market. I have with us today.
The Hinsdale market.
No. That's
Check
right.
her out.
This is Nancy Sergey. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you both?
Good. How are you? Look at you. So summery. I love it. Summer
well,
is here.
Well, it's hot out there, so now's the time to get dressed like this, you know?
Look at her. She's so happy. She's so young, and you're representing the Hinsdale market?
Hinsdale, DuPage. I do a little bit of Cook County as well. I do it all just to make my clients happy.
I love it. I love her. Tell us a little bit about you.
So my name's Nancy Sergey. I'm a managing broker owner with Royal Star Realty Group, and my office is based out in Hinsdale, and I started this business from scratch.
She's a rock star.
7 years ago, and I've been licensed for 10, so some time has passed.
Wait.
Yes.
You've been licensed for 10? I thought
yes.
She was like 18.
No. I got my license when I was in college.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us, why is it important for our listeners to understand why working with a realtor, there should be a relationship of trust?
Yes. So I'm seeing a trend of people just clicking on agents they see on whatever website. The question is, do you know that person? It's okay if you don't, but if you want to work with them because maybe you like their reviews, this and that, I think it's really important to give them a call and actually meet with this realtor. Talk to them. Ask them questions. You're going to be spending maybe a couple weeks, months. I've had, you know, some people, it takes years to buy a property.
We know a couple of them that take over a year. That's for sure. It just depends, of course.
Yeah. So
well, and more importantly, right? Sorry to cut you off.
No,
yeah. What
are
you
going to say? I was going to say, you might be spending so much time with this person, you better like them.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's important. And I want to add to that just that, you know, like it's a very intimate relationship. Your realtor has so much information about why you're doing this, right? In some cases, you're doing it because you need more space. In some cases, you're moving to another state, another country. I have a property where a client is actually relocating to Hong Kong. And it's really exciting because the wife is going to quit her job and she's going to take care of their 9-month-old baby. And the husband's already there. So there is that whole dynamic of like, oh, a new place, a new country,
sure.
Being a stay-at-home mom. And so there's a lot of emotion that goes on with that. And so people usually gravitate to, hey, we need to sell fast, but we need to make the most amount of money. Mm-hmm. And so we are, as your agents, brokers, consultants, right? We have to coach you and guide you through that process, because sometimes, you know, time is of the essence. And so it's more about timing than there is about the money. It's more about how do you uproot an 8-month-old and how to make all these things, you know, work from you finding something abroad to you selling this property here on a timely manner, right?
Is there a question in there? There's a question somewhere in there, right?
No, I'm just sharing with her. Like, that's why it's important for you to build that relationship with your realtor and trust them. I find it that some people just don't share enough with you. They're like, well, I don't like it. I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm out there. I work with a lot of buyers as well. And that's a whole nother side of, you know, the picture. And you need to share as much as you can with your agent, because it's just going to make our service better. It's going to make us understand you better and where you belong and what kind of home you need. And, you know, we're looking for your dream home, the picture, or where you need to be next. So don't work with someone that you might be timid around. You know, it should be like almost your best friend in a way. Like, hey, we're a team. Let's do this together. And, you know, that's why I love working with Joel as well. And thank you for having me today.
We're so happy to have you here.
When I refer people over, you know, whether it's Joel or somebody else, we're like a team, you know, and this is what it's all about. It's about providing quality service and all that.
So let me ask you this question right now for a buyer, because I want to educate the people that are listening that may be buying in the next couple of weeks, months, or even a year. So oftentimes you're getting ready to buy a property. And what do most people do if they're watching TV? They see this scene play out where a property's listed for 400 grand and they go, well, that's what they want. We're going to come in and offer them less. Why is it important right now, especially if it's a new property on the market, to trust your agent? And sometimes you have to come in at full asking price. And that can feel a little bit uncomfortable, right? Because you have been told forever that if they want X, we're going to offer them less. So explain some of the times right now where you absolutely have to tell these buyers, this is how you have to come in and place an offer.
Right. Well, the reality is sometimes if you want the home, you got to play ball and you got to come in strong at full price. Now, obviously, we always want our clients to get the best deal possible. But if you're up against others, you got to give it your best, because what else are you going to do? Spend a couple more months not finding your dream home when you already found it? You got to fight for what you love, right?
And that's why Nancy's so good at this, because it is about trust. If I don't know anything and I hear you say they want 400 and you should offer 400, I might think you're just trying to sell me. But in this case, there's a lot of times where this happens, right?
Right. And, you know, that's why I always tell my clients, I need you to believe me, because I'm getting this information from the other side. And I have to obey to a code of ethics, and I am here to be on your side and get you the best deal possible. And sometimes it's not the number, it's just getting the property.
Right.
Right?
No, especially now, right? We have a decrease in interest rate, so it's getting a lot of activity out there. Yep. Buyers are trying to lock down a property so they can secure that interest rate.
The market's come down. Interest rates literally in the last 6 months have come down over 70 basis points. And so what it means is you're able to buy a lot more house today than you were just 6 months ago. In fact, rates are at 23-month lows. That means rates that were at 4.75 have dipped into the threes. And I'll say it again. Rates are in the threes, fixed for 30 years. It's just crazy.
It is insanity. The cost of borrowing money.
For 30 years, the bank will say, I don't care what happens in years 5, 6, 10, 25, and 30. We're going to lend you at 3.75. It's an opportunity to go out and take a property that you couldn't get before and get it for a couple $100 less per month. So,
and this is where we come in advising people, because you know, if your rates are so low, you call all your clients and let them know to go ahead and refinance, right? You've been saying that a lot lately. Joel actually called me and said, hey, you need to call all your past clients and let them know rates are low and we need to refinance everybody. And I find that, you know, as an investment consultant, that's the kind of resource that you are for your clients, not during just the transaction, but during the whole relationship. And like you say, they become your friends, right? They're an extension of your business, but they're an extension of really what we do.
Yes, and to all my past clients, now's the time to refinance. So
there you go. She said it.
There you go.
She said it live. Well, one more thing for Nancy here before we let her go. When we're talking about trust today, what we want to do is we touched a little bit based on the buyer. But if you're a seller right now, I want to give you a scenario, and I know you can hit this out of the park. If you're a seller right now and you have you want to buy another property and you need to list your house, can you give us a strategy of what you would price that house for? Because you need to get a buyer sooner rather than later. You're not trying to get top dollar. Can you explain how you would tell them if it's worth 400 again? I'll come back to that number. Right. Maybe we would list it for less than that to attract multiple offers. Can you tell somebody out there that's listening how you would help them?
Yes. Well, I would, you know, run a report and take a look at what's sold. And the reality is yes, you do have to go in lower to spark interest. Or else if you're too high, people are looking for a deal. If they see one, they're going to come your way and you're not going to waste time on the market. So if you price too high, you might spend more time on, you know, days on market. And if you lower the price, I think you'll have less time on there and
that's
be
what's
sold.
And that's what's important too. You might end up getting the exact same price, or you actually end up might getting less if you have it at a higher price to start, because a price reduction, there's nothing sexy about price reductions, right? It used to be the price went down. But if my house truly is worth $400,000 and you list it for $375,000, tell them that that's not necessarily what it'll end up selling for. We might get multiple offers. Explain that, please.
Absolutely. Well, at a lower price, when people know, okay, this is worth $400,000, we're seeing a 375, let's go after this. That's going to spark people to come and write you offers, and you might sell above 400.
Right. Really? It's not usually what you list for, right? There's a list price, sales price ratio, and if your property's priced correctly, the market's going to make demands, and it's going to arrive at the true value of the property. And of course, there's always that appraised value, but that there's that demand, right? As property taxes went up, everybody was freaking out because they couldn't afford anything. So now
they still
the affordability, well, but it's become so much more affordable now with the interest rates, the cost of borrowing something. And sometimes people are like, well, I sell a property that needs some work. I may just go ahead and do that. But then they're like really just saving, you know, scrambling for their down payment. So what do you tell somebody that doesn't have a large down payment, had to save a long time for their down payment, and are looking at properties that may be a little bit lower than their approved value for the loan? Maybe their lender approved them for 450 and they're trying to do 400 or 375 just to save themselves on the big ticket item versus, you know, and then they're giving up on the condition. What would you advise them to do?
Usually those people are not going to be happy with what they're finding, and they tend to end up going higher sometimes because that's what's going to make them happy in the end. I don't know. That's just from my experience. Like, we can look at lower prices, and you can, if you can flip these homes and you have that ability, you know, for a lower price, that's great. But not everybody can do that. So sometimes it's better to spend a bit more. And like Joel says all the time, that difference, it's $25,050, it's not a big hit on your monthly mortgage.
It makes sense, but that's just going back to, you know, a buyer saying, well, I don't trust her because all she wants to do is make more money. And that's why she wants to sell me the highest price home instead of like listening to me and putting me in something that maybe I'll do some sweat equity over time.
You know, I try to work with people to get them what's going to make them happy. And we're going to do that at the end of the day. But I have to show people all of the possibilities.
Love it. She's great.
That's what I love about having somebody that's done it for a while that really knows, and they're not just trying to sell you. They're a true expert. So before we go, tell us where they can find you. So literally, I want to hear a phone number, and I want to hear an address and the name of your company. One more time,
sure.
Nancy.
You can find me at Royal Star Realty Group, and my phone number is 630-209-5546. You can also find me on Facebook. Add me on there if you have questions or anything. You can text me at that number.
I hear the phone ringing already.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
So, Joel, you're hilarious.
Anything
pleasure
you need,
to meet you.
To
thank you
out.
So much for being
thank
a part
you
of
both.
Our
I appreciate
Nancy.
It.
Awesome. What do you think of that?
I love it. I mean, she's great. And Hinsdale is such a great market.
Right now, you really need somebody that knows the local area, specifically like she talked about, just logging online and clicking somebody that has reviews. That doesn't necessarily mean that they know the streets, they know the schools. And so you really want to find somebody that knows your area that you're looking in, especially if you're buying something in an area like Hinsdale.
But see, I don't appreciate you saying that people don't trust realtors. I mean, we have that whole thing where we're not trustworthy. Why? Because we don't have a license. I mean, we are licensed. You know that, right?
Oh, my gosh. So here we go. Let's take the gloves off and talk about this. No, most of these agents really, truly are good. I think it might even be the mortgage guys that get a bad name, right?
I think so. It is
the mortgage. Used car salesman, then mortgage guy, or where is it?
But you know who people really do trust? Attorney.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me more.
And the one that I trust and love is Stewie.
Oh, my God.
Who has told me a million times to stop calling him Stewie. I guess your wife is upset at me, Stewart.
No. You're the only one in the world who can call me Stewie, but I don't star on Family Guy, so, you know.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
He doesn't need introduction, right? He's now a second guest on our show. Third. Look at him. You should just, like, take over. Move over, Joel. He's taking your spot.
Sounds like a plan.
So, Stewart, tell me, what's complicating deals in the field now?
Oh, back to what we've talked about at the last couple of programs, the inspections. The inspections are still complicating. Even 7.0 has made it easier, the new contract form. But that and walkthrough, because I think a lot of the buyers don't understand that a walkthrough is simply to show that the property was in the same condition that it was in when they put the offer on the house, and that the repairs that the seller agreed to were actually done. Sometimes the buyers think that they can come in and ask for new things on the walkthrough that they didn't see on an inspection.
No.
That's not what it's for.
It doesn't happen anymore that way, right?
Right,
so
right.
You talked about this last time that you were on the show. Some of the ways that these buyers can, what they were doing in the past, I should say, they would go under contract only to then nickel and dime the seller afterwards. Tell us how the new contract has really put a stop to that and what the seller can do.
Well, the new contract specifies what items you can raise. The walls, the appliances, the ceiling, the foundation, those types of things. With the exception of FHA repairs, which I know we discussed once, you can't raise things like the handrails loose or the paint was smeared in the family room.
Scrapes in the floor, these types of small things where they're trying to get money, correct?
Right. And what the sellers can do, if you do raise things outside the 7.0 contract, the seller can just say goodbye, we're done. Immediately, there doesn't have to be any negotiation. They can kill the deal
right on
the spot.
Say that again, so that people understand that. That's a very major change, right?
But our role as attorneys, especially when we have great teammates that are agents like Carla, and great title companies that we work with, is to hold the deal together. As I mentioned, we don't get paid. Nobody gets paid unless the deal closes. So it's in our best interest to keep it together. And more importantly, we want to have buyers who are happy and sellers who are happy.
Good stuff. And going and expanding on that topic about trust and trusting the partners that you work with, you understand that there is a team dynamic, right? You have your lender, you have your attorney, you have your realtor, and it's a team dynamic that's there to support you and get you to the end, which is to find you your dream home or dream investment property. So when it comes to trusting, what role does the title company play in the whole transaction, Stuart?
Well, the title company is where the closing actually takes place in Illinois. Illinois is a unique state in that it's both an attorney and a title company state. In some of the other states like California, it's just an escrow and everybody throws their documents in and nobody goes to the closing. But in here, people actually go to the closing table. We are a table funding state. And the title company sends us a preliminary title report, which will tell us what we as seller's attorneys have to clear, if there's a lien on the property, if there are back taxes that we have to get an estimate of redemption for sold taxes. And it's a huge aid to us in clearing, in getting the title clear. It also has the buyer's attorney seeing what's wrong with the title chain to the property. Did somebody die? Is it in a land trust?
See, so, that's why I love that we have this conversation, because there is that level of trust, whether or not that person or professional is either incompetent, they don't know what they're doing. There's always checks and balances in real estate, right? Even if we overpay for a property, an appraiser is going to say, nope, you're trying to overpay for it. We're not going to lend you on that product because it's not worth that much. Well, and then if you go through title, you're not going to get a property that has violations on it. You're not going to get a property that has unpaid water bills on it, or that somebody put a lien against it, because you guys make sure that all of this is clear before, hence, it turns over to the next buyer, correct?
Well, that's right. But maybe the most important thing that the title company does is they issue a title insurance policy. So that if something should come up later, if somebody didn't do their job properly, the title company, assuming that it was their fault. They and it's rarely the title company's fault. They'll insure over the mistake. And sometimes if an attorney made a mistake, they'll come back to the attorney and say, hey, you didn't cover this.
I like that you say that, because at closing as a buyer, we're spending thousands of dollars, and a lot of people don't understand what it is. So it's twofold, right? We're finding out if there's any liens or encumbrances against the property. We're also getting an insurance policy that states that if there is a mechanics lien for a deck afterwards, the insurance company from Chicago Title or wherever you close pays that out.
Right.
And so it's all about trust, because as a buyer doing this for the first time, sometimes you don't know what you're getting into. So as a buyer, when you're actually closing, they're getting an insurance policy on it, correct?
That's right. And Carla really touched on something very important, that everybody in the deal is a team, not just the attorney and the agent, but the attorney and the title company, the agent and the title company. There's got to be a level of trust, or the deal doesn't close the way it's supposed to.
I love it. I'm glad that you're on. Tell everybody again, we know where you're at, but say your name, where they can reach you for the next closing that they need, please.
All right. I'm Stuart Kessler. The firm is Kessler & Kiernan. I'm there with my two great partners, Therese Kiernan and Scott Green. And our phone number is 847-818-9933. And because we're available 24/7, my cell is 847-668-2564.
I love having you on.
And he is always available. Thank you, Stuart, so much for coming back again.
Thanks for
hanging out
me.
With us. So it's a pleasure. So one of the cool things that I love about working with Stuart is that he literally drove to my client's business to get the power of attorney documents signed. I'm talking about, I've had bad experiences where attorneys are like, oh, we need this document signed. Can you get it to the client? Aside from everything else that's on my desk that I have to do, I'm not going to do it. So I love the fact that he literally drove, I think it was like about 3 hours to get to her in order to get this document signed. So we're closing on Mondays. Shout out to Vanessa. We're so excited for your sale.
That's awesome. We love having him on, and you can really tell that he's actually a true professional that's done it for years. And when you partner with somebody like that, it's hard not to have the trust.
So here's something for you. Talking about trust, right? This whole show is going to be about trust. But how do you build a brand that everybody pretty much knows who you are because you gone viral on YouTube? And it's like the most dynamic, hilarious, funny video. I mean, there's a catchy song to it. I mean, I wish I was a rapper.
Right.
I can't sing for the life of me.
Well, when I met you, I thought that's what you were. And so now I found out that not only do you rap, but you also host a show here. But you're right. If you can actually differentiate yourself in this business, that's the number one thing that it is. I think in the next 5 or 10 years, a lot of what's going to separate people that really are making it isn't anything other than building a brand and having a name and having a recognition. And that's why it's exciting to have our guest on today.
So without further ado, let me introduce you to Trinette. Did I say that correct? Lindsay, right?
Yes, Trinette
Lindsay.
Because
both your first name and last name sound
our
like it's a first name.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Trinette. I am a real estate broker. I work out of a Southside office called Dream Spots Leasing and Sales. And it will be coming up on 2 years since I've had my broker's license. And everyone is shocked about that. They're like, oh, only 2 years?
Right.
And I'm like, yes, that's it.
Okay, tell us a little bit as to how you became Insta-famous.
Insta-famous. I think it's Facebook famous.
Oh, Facebook.
Ah,
YouTube,
right.
Famous.
I know,
who,
right?
Who is the creator behind this masterpiece?
Well, let me tell you, Maxim Zakharchuk.
Yes.
And so, she went ahead and said his name because I said to him, I am not pronouncing your last name. Hey, Maxim.
Hi, Jen. Thank you for having me.
Look at those pretty blues.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You said about the branding. Branding is a very important thing nowadays, being honest. If you don't have some specific style in your business, for people, it's very hard to recognize you. And my work is about that, helping people to be visible, helping people to have a certain style and make more money with that.
Tell us a little bit about this video. Can you do a little skit, like a little part of it? How did it go?
Really?
Tell us a little bit about the video if you haven't seen it.
So what happened was what had happened was.
Break it down.
You know, I had this idea in my head. I said, okay, I'm a newer agent and I kind of wanted to stand out and be different and do some different type of marketing. At the same time, motivate people, right? And give them some knowledge. So those were all my goals wrapped up in one. And so I said, hey, I'm going to do this rap. And then I did it. I called this guy who produced the beat. Long story short, after I did the song, I said, now I have to find a videographer. And so I'm looking on the internet and then I see videos from Tony P's events.
Oh,
okay. Awesome. I mean, yes, this is how I found Maxim. And so I was looking at these videos and I'm like, oh my gosh, these videos are so crisp. They're clean. They're professional. I want this guy. And I called him. I told him my idea. He said, okay, send the song and I'll get back with you.
I love it. But tell us a little bit more about, remember, so Market Overdrive is here so we can elevate our listeners' real estate IQ.
Okay.
What in particular made you want to do this video and why is it important for you to have people understand what the kind of business that and businesswoman that you are?
Okay. So, yeah. So that's basically why I came up with the idea. I wanted to give people general knowledge on how the home buying and home selling process goes. So if you actually listen to the lyrics, I'm telling people how it goes.
How does
it go? I say, come and meet with a real estate professional. We can talk about the properties you're looking for.
I'm hearing it right now.
Yes, I can get you pre approved with no problem.
So
search for homes, find one, and make an offer.
Okay.
Once the offer is accepted, get your home inspected. Send the contract to your lawyer. They'll check it.
That is right? So great. But I love it because, right, it kind of dumbs down the process.
Yes.
Especially because, tell us about the marketplace that you represent. What is this area of first-time buyers?
Yes. So first-time home buyers and investors, actually, on the south side of Chicago. So a lot of the demographic in those areas, they don't have the information. So they don't know, they don't have a clue of how to start. They don't know whether they should contact a realtor, a loan officer. They don't know the process. And I've got so much feedback about, oh my gosh, I learned so much in just 1 minute about buying and selling a home.
Isn't that what half of this is about, right? Is actually doing the education piece. So we're talking yes. about you and we know you, but you really provided some value and something that people just don't know. They think that they know what to do, but when you can actually break it down and do it in a way that we really could relate to, there's something that's really great about that.
Absolutely.
And it's so
and
fun.
And that was my goal.
Yeah, it's so fun. And kudos to Maxim for putting this together because there's genius behind the production behind it. And I know you to be a superstar with respect to production and just videography. Tell us a little bit more about your business.
Thank you so much. So there is one more thing that I want to pay attention. A lot of people right now, because the videos are the key. If you don't have a video of your business, you don't exist, right? So in my case, when I got the email from Trinette saying that she's the broker from the South Side, she's the realtor, and she wants to have a music video. First, I was thinking that she wants to have a music video just as a separate thing, not connected with her business. And I was very surprised, and I really pay attention how cool is this idea to have a commercial for you and also a music video. It's something and something unbelievable. So right now you can be a baker and you can make a music video for you. You can be a postman and you can be and you can make a music video for yourself. And me person as production company, we do a lot of commercials for the business, for the doctors. We work was for Ciroc. Shout out to my man Chris. So it was unbelievable experience and I'm very proud that I put this work together and people love it.
Thank you for sharing. It's brilliant. Realtors, I mean, being a realtor is just such hard work, right? To get in front of the right people and to let people know who you are. Every realtor is very different, right? I transact as a mompreneur. I'm at every event. I'm inspiring women. But I love this first-time buyer and how to get their attention and just walking them through the process to be funny about it.
That's half the battle.
I'm not a funny person, but this is
brilliant. And we had so much fun filming.
I can tell. I mean, like, it's great. Where can we find your video?
You can find it everywhere. it's Trinette the Realtor. That is my Instagram. And then it's on my Facebook and it's also on YouTube. The name of the song and on YouTube, it's called Real Estate Professional.
I love it. And see, Trinette, that's exactly how people can find you. So you don't even need a phone number anymore, girlfriend.
I know, right?
You have a URL. I love it. Pleasure to be. Thank you so much for coming on. And Maxim,
thank you for having me.
Thank you
so great
much.
To have you. And thank you so much for coming out and introducing us to this
thank
wonderful
you. You guys
realtor.
Amazing.
Continue the great work. I know the South Side of Chicago needs realtors like you. And best of luck with your career.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me.
Hey, you need your own video.
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't. No.
Serious. We should do one.
Well, she was so modest there. I actually want to give her one little additional shout out. She's got over 1 million views on this. So if you're watching and you are an agent, because this is a half and half type of show, you need to do something that'll set yourself apart. And she really did it. Over 1 million views. So that's really incredible.
And, I, you know, through Market Overdrive, I just love the fact that this platform is very utopian. We bring in other experts because there's so much to say about our business. And there's so many amazing realtors. And I know that we joke around and play with each other and kind of pick on each other as an industry. But, I mean, it's a hard job.
And you need to set yourself apart. And, you know, you have years of experience doing this. But somebody who doesn't, how do you actually break through? And that was what was really cool today, to find somebody that actually does a video that puts themselves out there. Because so many people are just afraid to do something. If you're not doing something, you're doing nothing. And so that was really great to have her on today, don't you think?
Yeah, I love it. It's always great to, especially, again, like I said, south side of Chicago. It's one of those areas that is difficult to transact, not because of anything except for the fact that it's credit is challenging there. The demographics always, not always, and in some areas, I mean, we're seeing some growth that, you know, there's so many changes in those areas. I mean, Hyde Park is extremely, you know, higher price now. Bronzeville, Woodlawn, those areas are great. South Shore is increasing in value, but, you know, an average where we're talking about just south and the South Shore area or just west of that, we're looking at like an average of what, 150 if that in price points, depending on what you're looking for in multi-units or single family. So, you know, just it's really hard for our first time buyers to find talent or people who are willing to take the time to help them find something. Because some realtors will say anything under 100,000, I'm not going to touch it.
And it was all about what she talked about. So it was actually just learning the process so that you're not just continuing to rent. You can actually break the cycle and actually go out and buy something and build wealth. You don't have to continue to rent. And that's what she did. She put herself out there and it was really cool.
Love it. Kudos to her and Maxim for being amazing at delivering her message just the right way.
Yeah.
So now we're going to introduce you to someone that's very dear to me. So this year we decided to do a bunch of events called, or a segment of events called Invest in You. And what Invest in You is literally investing in yourself, not just personally with through health and fitness and also how to grow wealth. And the reason why I thought it'd be really important to introduce and share this story with you is because I find it that a lot of people just don't know where to start when it comes to investing. And so Sarah is on my team and she's here today. How are you, Sarah?
Hey, y'all. I'm doing great.
I love it. She's like, hi, y'all. Come on, Sarah.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
I'm doing amazing. Fine. If we really want to talk about it.
If you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, you'll notice that we had a yoga event at Gibson's Italia, which was amazing because our beautiful Georgette led the group with meditation and health and wellness. We also had an event with Javier Gutierrez, our friend who's a fitness trainer. And in these spaces, what we're doing is we're educating you on how to invest. And why? Because we want to teach you ways to create residual income to be able to facilitate a lifestyle. And through Fem City, shout out to Rebecca Borgs, I met this wonderful, beautiful human being she's like an example of what we're talking about. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Carla. Thank you for having me today.
Hey, Sharnia.
Hey.
Can you please tell us a little bit about you?
Yes. As you said, I have pretty much, look, your poster child for what you just described. I started investing very early at age 27, started my career, left my career after 20 years in law enforcement, and started my own business through investing early in real estate. Now I'm a fitness professional, a trainer, a nutritional coach, and things like that. So now I'm able to, you know, live that dream as you spoke.
One of the things that captivated me about your story is the fact that you were able to gift your property to your daughter.
Yes.
Tell us why and how you did that.
Oh my God, that was my first property that I bought in 1999. And my daughter had reached an age of becoming a woman and a mother of her own. And I wanted to give her that home that I actually was able to let her grow in to pass it to her and her daughter. So her daughter actually shares the same room that she had 20 some years ago.
Wow.
Yes.
And this bad mama jama, I mean, you're doing personal training right now, so you're inspiring people to be healthy and stay fit. But what were you doing prior to that?
Oh my God, I spent 20 plus years with the state of Illinois. Half of my career was with Department of Corrections as a senior correction parole agent. Yeah.
Can you believe that? Look at her. She's so tiny. So, Joel, you better be careful. I mean, they come in tiny packages. But
that's
she will
right.
Beat you.
Oh, she can whoop my ass. I can see it right now. I know. No, we're going to step out of line on this show. No way.
She's got makeup on. She's looking very femme, but she's boss. Yeah. Tell us about your first acquisition.
Again, like I said, my first purchase of a property was when I was 27, 1999. It was a single family home in the suburbs of Chicago. And it was pretty much a home that I wanted to just start for me and my family. And then from there, I took the home and I began to use the equity that I built in the home to purchase other single family homes and move up from there. I, instead of selling the property, I made it my first rental property.
How much money were you making?
Girl, that's a secret now.
Hundreds of dollars.
Look, you know, I always was in the red, never the negative. How about that?
I love it. That's amazing, ladies. I mean, yes. Seriously, because we always talk about, like, and just on the personal level, right? A lot of people align themselves even with relationships because they want somebody to take care of them financially. When you are in power and you are creating your own wealth and you have residual income hitting your bank account every day, you can do anything. Literally, you can quit your job, you can travel, you can be a stay-at-home mom, which is, you know, you're just literally doing property management. And you can hire somebody to do property management if it can be absorbed through the rental income and literally just live the lifestyle that you want. And everybody knows rental prices have gone up in the city of Chicago. So it's like the best time. So again, let me summarize this. Low interest rates, high property, high expensive rents. Why are you not a landlord and are benefiting and doing the things that you want to do? And I know that we see Sarah in the scene all the time going out with her friends who are very young. And so Sarah has been able to inform them and educate them in getting them out of their rental property. And some of them have been sharing properties with their or renting properties with their friends. And it's like two or three
of them. I tell them all the time, break up with your rental.
Yeah.
Break up. It's over. And they're toxic. They're toxic. Not going anywhere.
But it's really cool because can you share a little bit more about the Invest in You and what we're doing out there?
Yeah. So we're just, again, like she said, just really pushing out the knowledge, especially to like my friends and family. Like, I think that I almost like put it on my plate. Like, I feel the need to share with them because I'm like, man, I'm educating all of the public and I'm trying to share this, but I want to start with the people that I care about most. And like, hey, listen, like you said, you can really, you know, you don't have to be at that job that you hate so much. You can go ahead and pursue things that you want to just by buying real estate.
That's true.
And you're doing that with the people that are at a young age. Maybe they will rent for a short period of time, but if you can get one or two of roommates to come in on a property with you, I always like to say this saying, you're paying a mortgage. It's just probably not your own, right? So why not find a property that you can buy and rent out? So instead of throwing away hundreds, and right now we know it's thousands of dollars for a small amount for down payment, speak to a mortgage professional, and you could get into a property for just like 3% of the purchase price and a lot of times even less.
And sometimes it's just doing the math and seeing it in front of you because, you know, you don't want to hear about how much money you're throwing away, but then, you know, you calculate how much you paid in rental like for 1 year and that easily could have been invested into something that, you know.
And multiply that by 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. It may be cheap right now, but in the long term, if you can put together a few dollars, it's absolutely a great time to buy. Oh, I love what you're talking about.
Multiplying that over a year, right? But also just looking at instead of that being a negative, that could have been equity that you could have built.
Right.
So real estate is the only appreciating asset that's not only utilitarian where you can actually live in it, but it also increases in value. And if you're an investor like yourself, you could definitely collect rents and then it pays itself. So it's a utilitarian vehicle. And like I like to say, it's a company. You're acquiring the company with someone else's money. This time, Joel's money.
Well, that's what happens right now, too. Where else could you go out and buy something
so literally sugar daddy.
Well, they have called me sugar daddy shabby for sure. I will lend you 97% of whatever you're buying. So that's how you can do it. And I love what you're talking about.
You heard it from us, ladies. You can build wealth. And what is it, Sarah?
Break up with your rental.
Oh, God, I love it.
She makes a lot of guys break up with their rental, with their current girlfriends.
We're not talking about Sarah's personal life now.
Sorry.
So great.
As one of my favorite friends likes to say, stop yourself, Sarah.
Stop yourself.
Great show, you guys. Well, thank you so much. And where can we find you if someone wants to obviously invest in themselves and their appearances and their physical? And of course, you know, you invest in your body now because you want it to work later.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can find me on my website, and that is Phillips. Spelled Phillips, Power, Power, and fitness is spelled with a P, Phytness.com. That's where you get P3 from. Or you can contact me at 312-620-3021.
Love it. Keep on rocking it. And you are seriously my Shiro.
Thank you. Oh, you are mine too. Thank you.
And Sarah, get back to work.
All right, bye.
Joel, great show today. I mean, lots of talent, but we can't end the show today without cheering. I mean, we have liquor, we have fun, and we're adding this new segment on our show called Market Overdrive in the Scene. And obviously, you heard from Ken earlier on the show, and that's only because he had to go to Red in Chicago. We're hosting the event tonight, and we're all leaving here and rushing over there, but we're going to continue our round down, how we like to do it every week or bi-weekly as we are now. But with us here is Greg. How are you, Mr. Greg?
I'm doing fantastic.
Tuned into him too fast.
There he is.
Yeah, sorry.
Just jumping in the seat here.
Yeah.
I tuned in too fast.
Thank you for having us.
There you are. You were just a ghost at first. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So excited to see you. And we got Gibbs. I know I'm not supposed to show this one. Am I supposed to show this one? This is my love language. I know this sounds terrible, but it's food and, you know.
That's right.
With as crazy as this business is, right? Not Joel, but tell us a little bit about your guest today.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am here with Emil, who is one of the head brand ambassadors for Grey Goose here in Chicago and Bacardi Brands. And I thought I would bring him in because there's a lot that goes into planning events. And one of the most important aspects is obviously the spirits that come.
So why Greg, why Emil on a real estate show? Well, because we are in the scene and we want to hear about all the events that are happening in the city of Chicago. As you know, I feel like the summer is finally here. We're all wearing nice, you know, summer clothes. And what is there? What's going on, Emil? Where can we find your drinks?
Oh, you pretty much find the drinks in Grey Goose like all over Chicago, I think, right now. But especially like we've been collaborating with Greg and Tony P for the last few months on special drinks and occasion, because we consider that with Grey Goose, there is versatility around the brand and there is as well occasion. So there is a drink for every occasion.
I love it. And we're always celebrating, right? These closings, we're celebrating summer. Greg, what's going on in the city? Where should we be?
Yeah, we have a lot of exciting stuff happening. Chicago is the place to be for events here during the summer. A couple of events I'd like to call out would be, we have a huge nonprofit with St. Jude's coming up on June 11th. At the Ritz-Carlton. It'll be well attended. It'll be a great place to network and give back. And then in addition to that, we have the next Tony P networking event will be July 24th at the WIT. So what's nice about that is the roof on the WIT, as it's properly called, just got remodeled, just opened up, and it is absolutely spectacular. So,
and when is this event?
Yeah, July 24th.
July 24th. So remember, we have the July 4th fireworks with Ken Monroe, and then July 24th, and that's the July 4th. It's going to be at Michelle Cafe, and this one is going to be July 24th on the rooftop on the WIT, at the WIT. And I've seen the pictures of the space. It looks gorgeous. I mean, talk about rooftop scene, talk about fun, what to do in Chicago, who's who of Chicago is going to be there. And of course, you can find our Market Overdrive table. So come and say hello. Your squad's going to be there. We'd love to meet you and get to know you and see if we can help you in any way, shape, or form. Greg, what else is going on? Are you going to be at Red and Chai later today?
I'm actually not going to be there.
What?
Tony P will be there representing Tony P's networking events. But no, there's actually another really nice event happening called Stop Traffic. So it's all about creating awareness around human trafficking. So it's happening in Logan Square tonight.
Oh, wow.
So,
good for you. Yeah, you guys are everywhere.
There.
And I appreciate you because I know you're busy. So thank you for stopping by. We got gifts today. I mean,
we got lots of gifts.
Well, you got to take Emil for that.
Emil, thank you for the gift. I love gifts. And then you came in with this. And I know that all you realtors out there are always celebrating and buying, closing gifts for your clients. I mean, this is great stuff.
This is great stuff as well.
Do you come and deliver? Do you do your Grey Goose deliveries when we have closing? Are you going to come to my closings and bring this to my clients?
Maybe if I get a personal invitation, I'll be more than happy.
This is a formal personal invitation.
But you see, as well, you are talking about celebration. But I think there is an every occasion like to drink Grey Goose, but it's not only about celebration, because we can celebrate every day. We can celebrate like pretty much everything. Like, this is our new campaign as well. It's like, live like it's your birthday every day. Live like you
love that.
Are part of the party. Or live like you just bring the party.
Everybody, happy birthday to Carl. Let's do it. Happy This is great stuff. Thank you so much for sharing yourself with us and bringing this to us. We love gifts. What do you think, Jill? Great show?
Well, it's summer now, and that's what I really like having a meal on. It's about branding, and it's also like a premium brand. And so now that we're finally getting into summer where it feels like summer, it hasn't felt like summer for a long time. And so now I feel like, Emil, you've brought summer to us, and we're really happy.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me as well. And I want to bring that up again. Like, Grey Goose, you know, it's a vodka brand, and the vodka market, like, it's pretty wide right now. But Grey Goose has been made, like, since day one without compromise. This is something that is very important. And there is some kind of like myth around vodka category lately about like the more you distill your vodka might be better. But Grey Goose has been only distilled once since the beginning because we consider that if you start with the best ingredient, you will always get the best. So you know what? Celebrate with the best people, with your friend, with everyone on daily basis, but always have the best ingredient around you.
We trust Grey Goose. It really is. You know
what
you're getting.
Commercial.
Every single
it's
time,
like
you know. There's a lot of different vodka brands out there. Back when I was drinking vodka, you just were getting all different types of things.
No,
there are things that are really good. We're happy that you're here.
And I'm sure Grey can tell you a little bit more as well about it. We've been working like for the last few months on different event and activation, but at the same time, like the drinks that we've been putting on, it's all about like creating something bespoke because
I love it. See, if he comes to my closings and he tells everybody celebrate with your favorite realtor and he comes in with that accent, we're game. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Et voilà.
Joel?
Well, like I said, it is summer now, so we're glad that we're here. And this is one of the things that was really great. So we're happy to have you guys on. Tell us one more time where we can find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go and find Tony P's Network at Events on Facebook. And then obviously you could always find us at our next event, July 24th at The Wit.
Awesome.
I'll
and try
there.
Out a nice specialty cocktail by ours truly.
In collaboration with Grey Goose. And as we say now, live victoriously.
Hi, live victoriously. I love it. Thank you so much for hanging out with us again this Thursday. I will see you at Red and Chai. I will see you at Michelle's Cafe, and I will see you at The Wit. I'm super excited with this collaboration with our friends here with Tony P and, of course, Ken Monroe with Chicago Scene Magazine. And, of course, always lovely hanging out with you, Joel.
It's really a great show. Shout out, call your mortgage broker. Rates are lower than they've ever been. So whoever you have that you know, like, and trust, now is the time.
Love it. Great show, guys. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and you know, YouTube Live. See you next Thursday or the following Thursday.
Bye, everybody.